horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back in between the
chairs, yeah.
And talking about the wheels of a wagon, the inside of the wheels, the hub, and the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
A feller?
Uh-huh. What's a feller look like now?
Well, it's supposed to be a piece of boat arch. If it's made good, it's a piece of boat arch. It's something like about, I'd say about 8 inches long, maybe 10 inches long. And it's curved. They cut it out in a curve, see, to fit you your tire that goes on the outside of it. Now, I've helped make them things. Mm-hmm. Or didn't help make them, I've helped put them together. Mm-hmm. They get dry, and they get real sure enough dry. If they're not made out of board art won't hardly do that. But if they're made out of oak, a lot of them was, they gets real dry, they shrink, and your tires run off, your tires fall off.
They park them in water, wouldn't they?
Huh?
They park them in water sometimes. Make
well, yeah, they push them. When I drove that old T-model truck I told you I had a truck with. I had to run that thing out in the pool at night. It had wooden wheels on it, see? Mm-hmm. If I didn't run it out in the pool, then spokes would all get loose, and shoot, that thing would fall down on me. I run it out in the pool and let it soak up all night.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the tire,
what's that made out of? Well, on a wagon, mm-hmm. it's made out of metal. Mm-hmm. It's iron. And you take those things, and I helped my daddy way back yonder. His got loose, and he decided that he's going to fix it, and he did. And he put in an extra feller, you know. And that tire wouldn't near go on there. Mm-hmm. So we built up a farm, we heat that thing, big farm. Round circle, laid that thing down in it, and boy, it got hot, and it'd fall plumb over it. I mean, it wouldn't even touch it. Mm-hmm. Well, we laid it down and got it right where we wanted, and of course it start burning that wood, and we run up there with a bunch of 2 or 3 10 gallons of water and run around that thing before it done it, and it drawed up there, and he got it too tight, and he just busted that thing all pieces when it drawed up.
How many fellers?
Huh?
Go ahead.
It bust those fellers out there. Just uh-huh. bust them out. It was drawn up too tight on it, see? He put one in there a little too long. You had to know what you's doing on them things.
How many fellers would be in the wheel?
Well, an ice car is the size of the diameter in the wheel. Mm-hmm. The big ones, tall wheels, like used to a long time ago when wagons first come out, they was all in air tar. About a tire would be about an inch and a half, maybe inch or inch and a half wide. And when our tire wagon, they call, and the back wheels were big, tall wheels, and the front wheels were little wheels, a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. Now that'd be because of the diameter in your wheel, see, the bigger round it is, the more fellers you'd have to have in it to take care of that circle, see. Mm-hmm. And spokes the same way. Mm-hmm. And on them little wheels, why, it didn't take as many as it did on the big wheels. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But before they got shed of the wagon, then they started making them all just about the same size. The back wheel might have been just a little bit larger than the front one, but might near it was the same size. But they thought, and they did, if they had a back wheel was taller than the front wheel, then they pulled easier, and they would. Mm-hmm. On account of if they got against something like a piece of wood or something, it wouldn't roll over. See, a smaller wheel is, it won't roll over nothing hardly. Taller it is, easier to roll over. Because, you know, it's pulled, it'll roll over easier. And so they made them that way back in there, because the roads was bad and they didn't have nowhere to go, and they made them that way to try to make them pull easier, see? Mm-hmm. And it did make them pull easier.
Say if you wanted to chop a log, you could take sort of an X-shaped frame to set the log in, to chop it. Did you ever see something like this and you lay a log in it?
Oh, yeah, that there is a rack, what we call a rack. Mm-hmm. And make a wood rack. Saw it in, or you didn't chop them in, we sawed them in. If you had a chop block, if you chopping, you had to have something solid on it if you chopped it.